And now, Spirit Broadcast brings you Daybreak with Linda Dillon.
Hi there. I'm Linda Dillon with the Council of Love. And welcome to Daybreak. And happy Easter, everybody. I think this year, more than ever, with the COVID-19 and the isolation all around us, heck, all around the world, we're more consciously aware of this theme, this time of death and resurrection. I feel collectively like we're all waiting for the stone to be rolled away. To me, Easter, I mean the season of Easter, is always a bit of a roller coaster ride, especially if you include Lent, which I don't adhere to. What I mean is, it's all good news, right, on Palm Sunday? And then the proverbial you-know-what hits the fan. Then we have the brutal murder of Yeshua on Good Friday, which brings us down to the bottom of that roller coaster ride. And then we zoom right up to the top on Easter Sunday. I guess part of what gets to me is I clearly remember these times of standing there and witnessing, as so many of us did, that awful death of Jesus. Of feeling like our hearts were being ripped out and that light and hope had gone out of the world. And then having Yeshi rise, which we understood and which was and is good news, great news, wonderful news. But let's face it. Yes, Yeshua rose from the dead just like we will, but we didn't get to keep him. And in a very selfish human way, that really sucked. I know my feelings would probably be considered sacrilegious in some circles. But then again, I think it's really important, especially right now, to acknowledge and own our feelings. Because right now, so many of us are feeling that we're on that roller coaster ride, that we're in that place of deciding if and when and how we will resurrect. In some ways, it feels like we're holding vigil, allowing, surrendering to the sacred space, our homes, our sacred heart, our internal being, that place from which we will rise again. When the Divine Mother told us that 2020 was the time of rebirth, I don't think any of us knew just how literally she was speaking. We are being born into a brand new world. We are birthing a brand new world. We're birthing a new normal, both individually and collectively. We're redefining, on a very basic and highly spiritual levels, what new normal looks like, what's important and valuable to each of us, what stays and what goes, what was just busy work and kept us spinning our wheels, and finding what we lost and hadn't stopped long enough to really realize that a precious piece of our life had gone missing. We're working in ways that are bringing us together, being considerate of each other, even when that means just staying home. But in staying home, I know most of us have been far from idle. Many of you are taking classes, you've joined the Kohl community, you're sewing face masks, you're starting new projects, heck, you're finishing projects that have been on the back burner forever. You're shopping for neighbors. And most importantly, you, we, us, are reconnecting with ourselves and with our family, with our soul family. We're re-anchoring in our bodies, not only what's important, but making the decisions to stay in form on planet. That's the plan of ascension. Not just standing on the sidelines, watching the game, but playing, engaging, flat out creating. Yeshua has shown us how to do this, how to rise up out of those ashes of uncertainty, that no matter if we think we have ever been judged, betrayed, abused, shunned, even tortured, and left for dead, that we can rise up and start again, that nothing, absolutely nothing, can stop us. That victory, even when it's hard won and involves sacrifices, that victory, our ability, heck, our divine right to divine new normal is ours. And we're claiming it. Our world is never going to look the same. And isn't that the whole point? That we can choose to move out of these feelings of isolation, to form new levels of connectedness, higher levels of unity, of heart consciousness. So even though this entire COVID-19 situation is enormously challenging, and I don't want to pretend, I don't acknowledge that especially the financial challenges that are occurring, facing all of us, are really hard. But inside this pause, inside this time out, is the golden opportunity we've all been waiting for, praying for, working towards, to create Nova Earth, a planet where love lives, where angels play, and kindness counts. I think it's worth it. In the long run, we're going to look back and see the miracles that are occurring. I'm all in. Are you? Thanks, Yeshi, for showing us how to do this, for laying down the example that we can look to right now and every day. Thank you. Happy Easter. Happy Easter, my friends. And thanks for listening. Until the next time, from my heart to yours, take care. All my love. Bye for now.